All right, the last player this morning will be Colin Hill. Raise your hand. We'll get questions. Rick Henry with the first one.
Hey, Colin, thanks for your time today. Yesterday, when Coach Muschamp met with the team, what was that like for you? And also, it's been a tumultuous few days, and now the team has to get ready to play a game in 5 days. And how can you, as a guy who's seen some adversity throughout your college career, help your teammates get ready for this, especially folks who've never been through anything like this?
Yesterday was, I think, an emotional meeting. Not really going to get into that. I think that's kind of just belongs to the players and people in the building. But, I think everybody understands that, we still got to go Saturday. And, kind of just took yesterday and today to process and then show up tomorrow and be ready to go.
Dick Capps.
Colin, what do you tell the younger players on this team? You went through this same experience when Coach Bobo got fired last year, though. But what do you tell the younger guys on how to handle the situation?
Obviously, like I said, we were off today. I haven't seen too many guys, but, just encourage them. It's still football. Obviously, it's not fun to go through transition. But you're still playing the game you love. Come out every day and just make the most of it and continue to just try to get better every day. I mean, it's hard, but, it's still football.
Colin Taylor.
Yeah, Colin, maybe a little off topic, but Connor Shaw is going to kind of work with you guys at quarterback some. I'm just curious what y'all's relationship is after being here for a little bit and how excited are you to kind of work with him?
Well, that was news to me, but I love Connor. We've got a good relationship. Got here in January and really gotten pretty close. So it's been great to, get to know him and, just talk to a guy that's been in my shoes before. I'm excited to work with him.
Kyle Thomas.
Colin, thanks for doing this. Talk to me about the team identity now that there's a new interim head coach. Talk to me about what the team does moving forward with that.
I think it's a weird time, but we talk about playing for your brother. It's something that we talk about as a team. You play for the guy next to you. You play because you love the game. As I've said a couple times, obviously it's a tough situation. It's definitely not easy, but, that part doesn't change. Still going to show up, still going to play for your brother, play cause I love the game, and just prepare and be ready to go on Saturday.
Ben Brenner.
Did you get to have any kind of a personal conversation with Coach Muschamp, and what kind of message did he have for you?
I did not. I'll probably talk to him this week. I am extremely grateful for Coach Muschamp. He gave me an opportunity when I was coming off of a third ACL. He took a chance on me, and, not a lot of people would have done that. And so I'm forever grateful to him for being willing to take a chance on me. That means a lot. I know he cares about this team and this program. And, I can't thank him enough for, giving me this opportunity.
Chandler Mack.
Hey, Colin, thanks so much for doing this, man. Just talk to us a little bit about just, this has been a trying year on so many fronts with the COVID-19 pandemic to the protests that took place earlier this year to now Will Muschamp, of course, getting fired. Talk to me about, one, have you had any conversations with Mike Bobo? And then, two, just what's the morale and what's of the team like right now? And then just how do you continue to push positive morale going forward for the for these next three games?
You know, I haven't talked to Coach one-on-one. You know, we talked as a quarterback group last night. You know, it's the morale of the team. You know, like I said, we were off yesterday and today. You know, this, we haven't even been at 24 hours yet. So it's still pretty new. But it's like I've said these last couple questions, you know, still football. It's part of the business. It's unfortunate. But you got to be ready to go and play for your brother. And that's kind of all I got on that.
Hilmer Greenham.
Hey, Colin, what is Coach Muschamp like with you guys behind the scenes? I know everybody sees him on TV and fired up guy on the sidelines and stuff, but what's he like with you?
He's great. I've only had positive interactions with Coach. You know, when I got here in January, you know, he's the type of guy that just come and sit down and have lunch with you, you know, when it's mealtime. Very, you know, he's got a big heart. You can tell he cares about everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, he cares about you. It makes you feel like, you know, that he's glad that you're there. And, you know, like I said before, I'm extremely grateful for him and just believing in me and giving me this opportunity. But yeah, I mean, he's a you know, he's a great coach to play for, and you know, I'm proud to have played for him for sure.
Good point.
Yeah, Colin, Ray Tanner said just a little bit ago that the players would have some sort of input into the new hire. What do you and your teammates, like, what kind of input do you guys expect to have, or maybe what do you hope to have as far as at least having some sort of voice on who comes in next to be the head coach of this program?
That's a good question. You know, for me right now, with all due respect, I'm going to just worry about Saturday. You know, that's a good question, but for me right now, I'm worried about Missouri. You know, it's like I've been asked before, you know, how do you keep going? It's still preparing. It's not like we're not going to play on Saturday. I'm going to go watch film. I'm going to worry about Missouri. I mean, it's a trophy game. And so I've got to be ready to go for that. You know, if, you know, Coach Tanner or administration, you know, has any questions for the players or for me or anything, obviously I'm more than happy to help and give input. But as of now, my responsibility is to play quarterback for this team. And I'm going to do that by preparing this week to the best of my ability. So as of now, that's not even really on my radar.
Chandler Mack.
Hey, Colin, yeah, kind of keeping things with Missouri. Just I know it's still early in the week and everything, and with everything going on, I don't know how much preparation you've gotten started with that, but just talk me about what do you feel the team needs to do to get back on track and get a win against Missouri on Saturday?
I haven't had the opportunity to watch a lot yet, but, you know, I think they're a good team. I mean, everybody in this league's good. You know, we're just going to have to go out and compete for 60 minutes, you know, that's all I got. Like I said, I haven't really had a lot of time to watch yet, but, you know, I'll have more for you later on this week.